able to recognize the subtle signs of status. He had begun as an intern with no status at all. Most of the nurses knew more medicine than he did, and if they were tired, they didn't bother to conceal it.
"I don't think you want to do that, doctor."
As the years went by, he became a surgical resident, and the nurses became more deferential. When he was a senior resident, he was sufficiently assured in his work that a few of the nurses called him by his first name. And finally, when he transferred to the neuropsychiatric research unit as a junior staff member, the formality returned as a new mark of status. But this was something else, a nurse hanging around just being near him, because he had a special aura of importance, because everyone in the hospital knew what was going to happen. Staring out the window, the nurse said,
"Here he comes."
Morris got up and looked out. A blue police van drove up toward the emergency ward and turned around, backing into the ambulance slot.
"All right," he said. "Notify the 7th floor and tell them we're on our way."
"Yes, doctor."
The nurse went off. Two ambulance orderlies opened the hospital doors. They knew nothing about Benson. One of them said to Morris,
"You expecting this one?"
"Yes."
"EW case?"
"No, a direct admission."
The orderlies nodded and watched as the police officer driving the van came around and unlocked the rear door. Two officers seated in the back emerged, blinking in the sunlight. Then Benson came out. As always, Morris was struck by his appearance. Benson was a meek, pudgy, 30-ish man, with a bewildered air as he stood by the van, with his wrists handcuffed in front of him. When he saw Morris, he said,
"Hello,"
and then looked away, embarrassed. One of the cops said,
"You in charge?"
"Yes, I'm Dr. Morris."
The cop gestured toward the interior of the hospital.
"Lead the way, doctor."
Morris said,
"Would you mind taking off his handcuffs?"
Benson's eyes flicked up at Morris, then back down.
"We don't have any orders about that."
The cops exchanged glances.
"I guess it's okay."
When they took the cuffs off, the driver brought Morris a form on a clipboard. "Transfer of suspect to institutional care, medical." He signed it.
"And again here," the driver said.
As Morris signed again, he looked at Benson. Benson stood quietly, rubbing his wrists, staring straight ahead. The impersonality of the transaction, the forms and signatures, made Morris feel as if he were receiving a package from United Parcel.
"Okay," the driver said. "Thanks, Doc."
Morris led the other two policemen and Benson into the hospital. The orderlies shut the doors. A nurse came up with a wheelchair, and Benson sat down in it. The cops looked confused.
"It's hospital policy," Morris said.
They all went to the elevators. The elevator stopped at the lobby. A half dozen relatives were waiting to go up to the higher floors, but they hesitated when they saw Morris, Benson in the wheelchair, and the two cops.
"Please take the next car,"
Morris said smoothly. The doors closed. They continued up.